The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Let's consider an outdoorsy type breakaway here in Ireland. And who better to guide us than Nollaig Butler, outdoor content creator and advocate. Nollaig, you're very welcome.
Claire, thank you so much for having me.
Fresh from a beautiful weekend in Killarney, I understand.
I had an amazing time down there. The National Park is incredible. Killarney is the gateway to the Reek. It's the gateway to the kingdom. It's a beautiful part of the country. And I had a magical weekend in the
sun.
And
we shouldn't just, and I think we tend to do this, we write off Killarney as being for the Americans.
Absolutely.
Not true.
Not true at all.
It's a fabulous place.
It's brilliant. And I'm kind of guilty of that as well. When I usually head to Kerry, it's to climb big mountains or go on this crazy big adventure. But I sometimes love being a tourist in my own country. And Killarney is perfect for doing that. It is so much accessible. Trails, lakes and beautiful mountains that everyone on the island can enjoy, whether they're Irish or American.
What did you do?
We headed down, down into Killarney. And first of all, I want to say you don't need a car to enjoy Killarney. You can head down on the train, you can get down on the bus, or you can drive down. And that's one of the best things. So you can land in, there's an incredible accommodation all over Killarney that's very accessible or very luxurious if you want to stay like that. But we had a brilliant weekend. One of the best things we did was horse trekking. I've spent very little time on a horse. My mum has one, but I've never gone near them. And we did a horse trek. I'm used to kind of walking around on my own boots, but seeing the lakes and seeing the mountains and seeing the beautiful scenery from the top of a horse was amazing. It was such good crack.
You did that in the National Park, did you?
Through the National Park, yeah.
Lovely.
It was brilliant.
So clearly you don't need experience on horseback.
Absolutely not. They threw me up and said, here's your helmet, here's the reins, here's how you steer, here's how you stop, and off you go. And it was brilliant.
Great. So you did that. And then did you do the Gap of Dunloe walk?
We did. And again, this is an incredible way to see the National Park. So the Gap of Dunloe walk, if you do or do not know, there's a beautiful road that stretches through the Gap of Dunloe. And you can see these beautiful glacial valleys, these amazing peaks, these amazing oak woodlands, all from a very flat, very accommodating trail. It's about 10 kilometres long. It takes maybe an hour and a half to 2 hours to walk. There's a cafe dot along the way. I think it's called Lord Brandon's Cafe at the end of it. Now, you do need cash if you're going to get a sandwich and tea at the end of it, but it's a very accessible walk, an incredible way to see some of the most rugged landscapes we have in the entire country.
Mm-hmm. And then how did you get back?
The way back was way more fun than the way there. This is the brilliant part. So you walk the Gap of Dunloe. It's about 10 kilometres away from Killarney. And then you can get what's called the traditional boat tour back. It's the Gap of Dunloe traditional boat tours. And I have to give a shout out to my tour guide yesterday, a guy called Donald Ducks.
Oh, he's very well known, isn't he?
Yeah. Brilliant. He knew every stone, every pebble, every twig in the entire national park. He has such a rich knowledge of the landscape in the area. I think he's 250 years of... There's 250 years of the same family, the same multiple generations doing boat tours on the lakes. And it was brilliant. So I'm used to seeing the National Park from the peaks of mountains, through the woods, from trails, kind of the more adventurous side of things. But it was really brilliant to see the National Park from a different perspective. Seeing it from the lake was such a unique way of kind of exploring the park at a very leisurely and accessible pace.
Gorgeous. And I was saying to you that Donal, years ago when I was down, it's a long time ago now, probably 13 years ago, we brought our Labrador Rosie on Donal's boat, and even she loved it. He was very accommodating.
Donal had his two dogs on the boat with us yesterday, which was nearly the best part of the trip as well. Sat up with two gorgeous dogs on the boats beside us as we kind of cruised through the river and cruised through the lakes. And if you're looking for a thing to do in the sunshine in Killarney, oh my God, it was fabulous.
Now, you're normally camping up a mountain. So how did you cope with the town and nightlife and food and all of that business?
It was such a nice change. I kind of get carried away sometimes in looking for the great, not the good, the big adventure, the longest trail, the biggest mountain, and kind of like only exclusively thinking about those big wild experiences. And there's a time and place for that. But sometimes it's not just about how you get outdoors. It's the outdoors themselves. It's putting yourself in beautiful natural landscapes, those wild spaces that we have so much of here in Ireland. And it was just a really nice treat to kind of head down. I was down for Wander Wild Weekend, which is a festival of kind of culture, the outdoors, and just lifestyle in the kind of outdoors we have in Ireland. And it was a brilliant way to spend the weekend of just kind of relaxing and taking in some of the amazing scenery that we have.
Now, that is one part of the world you can go for, a very simple, straightforward break. Everything is at your fingertips, really. Where else in the country would you recommend for a little break like that, where it's not so challenging?
So we have incredible accessibility to the whole of the country. And another place that I think is brilliant, that if you don't have a car and you want to have a great weekend, Westport is brilliant. You can head in on the train or on the bus, and it gives you such a good base camp to explore that whole region. You can head out on your boat tour to Inishturk or Clare Island. You've got Crowpatrick if you're into a pilgrimage, and you've got beautiful beaches that are just dotted along the coast there. And most importantly, you've got the Greenway. So you land in on the train, you rent a bike, and you head out on the Greenway, and you can explore so much of the country without needing to get into a car. Mm,
that's a great eye-opener, really, that you don't need to drive to these places if you don't want to. I mean,
absolutely.
You're welcome to use your car, of course you are, but if you want to just train it and bike it, that's there for you too.
A lot of the country has developed to be like, and I think it's brilliant to be less car dependent. Now, I will admit there are lots of parts of the country that you do need a car to see those kind of maybe hidden gems, but we have incredible trails, we have incredible greenways, and our rail system could be better, but the trains do go as far as you need them to go, and you can go the rest either on foot or on bike, mm-hmm. and you can see incredible parts of the country.
That wouldn't be extreme enough if you were going to that part of the world, would it? That sort of a trip that you've just described in Westport. Like, what would you do if you were in that part of the
world? What would I do if I was in that part of Ireland? Yeah. Well, I have a huge grow for Achill. Achill is an amazing part of the world, and you can surf, you can kite surf, you can hike, you can fish, and that has that kind of really rugged, adventurous thing that I'd maybe be looking for.
Mm-hmm. And wild camping?
And wild camping, a lot of it. There are certain locations where wild camping is permitted on Achill Island. Whether you ask the locals or you kind of do a bit of research ahead of time, there's lots of forums and there's lots of places where you can learn online about where it is and isn't permitted to camp, kind of avoiding the dunes to avoid coastal erosion. But they're very accommodating and very tolerant of wild camping if you do it with the Leave No Trace principles. You're very respectful of the land and the people, and usually have no issues.
And okay, so we've been now to Westport, we've been to Killarney. Where else for a very simple trip?
For a simple trip, I think I'll speak to the people who maybe have their cars and they want to stay off the train. I'm just back from the week before last, a road trip around Clare, which was absolutely brilliant.
We have a message in about the Burren. I'm here in the beautiful Burren, says this listener, with glorious sunshine and good news. I heard the cuckoo for the first time this year yesterday. The swallows have arrived and they're busy building their nests. That's someone who's high on nature this morning.
We were high on nature in Clare 2 weekends ago in the bird sanctuary of all places. Alloway Caves has this brilliant combination of the cave and the kind of incredible geological landscapes that's there, but on the surface they've introduced a bird sanctuary. So we spent the hour long kind of display looking at the native birds, the flight patterns, learning about their kind of the ecosystem there, and that was absolutely brilliant. And it was just one stop on a brilliant road trip you can have all down the kind of the west coast of Clare, along the Burn, through Doolin, your Hinches. It's a beautiful part of the world to pull up in the car, stop, look out, and just take it all in. The Burn is incredible.
And walk, you know, stop and you can have a good stroll from any of those points that you mentioned.
You can head in any direction. It's brilliant. The trail development there through Mountain Metal has been incredible. There's beautiful waymarked trails that lead all over that karst, beautiful landscape that is the Burn. And then you can stop in the little towns that are dotted along the way for your coffee, for your snack, just to kind of stay a bit more comfortable than really heading out into the wild.
Another listener says, Achill is incredible. It always has a place in my heart. And this listener got proposed to in one of the sand dunes, and they highly recommend that. That might not be accessible to everybody listening, but if you can manage to do it, that's a great one. Mad, says this listener, can you really get around Westport without a car?
You absolutely can. There are local links. Now, they might not be as common as maybe some other countries in the world, but the local link does exist. The Greenway does exist. So biking and walking is a great way to see Westport. I've headed out without a car myself before I got my car. I did Crowpatrick. I hitchhiked, but that might not be the best way to for large groups to kind of be dependent on that. But I landed into Westport, I threw out the thumb, and someone was heading out the one road west.
Really?
That goes past
people
Crowpatrick.
Still pick up hitchhikers?
They picked me up anyway. Maybe it's the big curly blonde hair and the smile on my face. I don't look too intimidating maybe with the thumb out on the side.
You don't look like a serial killer.
I hope not anyway. That's not the look I'm going for. But I've had great experiences all over Ireland hitchhiking. I got a car very late in life. I was well into college before I got my first car, and I didn't let that stop me kind of seeing the country. I had a tent, a backpack and a pair of walking boots.
Do you hitchhike now? Not anymore?
I haven't needed to in a long time now. I've got a lovely van that I've converted myself, and I haven't needed to throw the thumb out on the side.
So what's your van? You can camp in your van. Can you sleep in your van?
I have a little camper van, yeah. So I basically got a builder's van, and I insulated it. I put a small bed in the back of it and a little kind of cupboard, a cooler. So I have no electrics. I have no kind of solar panel or anything like that.
Uh-huh.
It's literally just kind of a cooler that I put ice in on a Friday evening. I drive away and that's my base camp. That's what I operate out of for weekends away. So whether it's Clare, whether it's down to Kerry, whether it's up to Donegal, I head out, I sleep in the van. It's brilliant. I kind of use it as a bit of a stealth camper. Maybe I shouldn't be advertising this, but I've got no windows in it. So when it's parked, either in a car park on the side of the road, whether it's Quilcha or a beach car park, you can't really tell that there's anybody in it. There's no logos, there's no windows. It just looks like a black builder's van. And that's what I use as my base camp for exploring the whole country.
Well, a listener says there are beautiful areas in Ireland, but it's so expensive for accommodation now. Nolik has that solved.
I have that solved. I'm either in my tent or in my van.
Did you do the work yourself on the van?
I did, yeah. It was brilliant. Oh, it was so much fun. I in another life, I was a carpenter. I built the cabinet out of old pallets that I found in a skip. I built the bed out of the same. It's just a simple sliding bed frame. The IKEA mattress I think I got for 70 quid and I cut it in half so it would fit in the back of the van.
Incredible.
And it's
no
very
end to your talent, Nolik. Thank you so much for coming in. Great to see you. That's Nolik Butler, who's an outdoor content creator and advocate. We're going to
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.